a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It is hot and sunny and beautiful for two people to come together, hopefully for a second time, with Second Date Update.
That's right, girl. Hot and sunny and fun and sweaty. Bring those two people together.
That sounds like a good night for you, Trey Trey.
Oh, sorry.
Well, listen, we have Evan on the phone. Good morning, Evan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Good, honey. Good. So you are calling about a specific person that you likey-likey.
Yeah.
Who is that?
So I likey-likey Casey, I met on eHarmony, and we went out on a date. We went to Lucille's downtown, and we seemed to have a lot in common right off the bat, which was great. And the conversation was flowing. I felt like we really got along. And then I started asking, you know, questions about the future, just in general, getting an idea. Yeah. And I started asking her about kids and if she wanted to have kids and how many she might want to have. And then almost an hour into the date, she said that she got a text from a friend and that there was an emergency and she had to leave. But she didn't say what the emergency was, and so I don't know. I'm a little skeptical that there was an actual emergency, and I think it might have been something I said. I don't know.
This could be a classic case. You never know. Mm-hmm. But again, you had a connection, eHarmony.
Yeah.
At least it's not Plenty of Fish. I mean,
exactly.
It's a little more serious on eHarmony.
eHarmony is more serious, yeah.
And then you met for drinks at Lucille's and had a nice conversation. Again, like you said, she had an emergency. And then how long has it been since the last time you spoke with her?
So it's been 7 days.
Oh, exactly seven.
Exactly. People really count those days, don't they?
You know what? Evan sounds like
I am counting. Yeah.
I like you, Evan.
No, that's great, Evan. I mean, it shows that you really like her and you're interested.
So. He's probably got the calendar in front of him.
Yeah, he probably X's out
each
day.
There's another day she didn't call.
Okay,
there's another day
still
she didn't text
hear anything.
Me. All right, my man, this is what we're going to do. We'll play a song, then when we get back, we will call Miss Casey and see why she is ghosting you. Sound okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully a second date between Evan and Casey with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams in the midst of a Second Date Update, Trey with Evan.
Yes, girl. They met on eHarmony. They went to Lucille's, which, you know, we love that place downtown. They had great conversation. Questions were flowing, you know, just getting to know each other. But then all of a sudden, 45 minutes into the date, I guess a friend had an emergency.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
It does.
We don't know.
Hopefully
she's okay. Let's hope that she's okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, Evan, are you ready? We're going to call Miss Casey.
Yeah, let's do this thing.
All right. Honey. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, would this be Casey?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey.
This is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Okay.
She's like, why?
Well, we want to say hi, first and foremost.
And thousands of other people.
Yeah.
Listen, honey, we are calling because you tend to be a big hottie in someone's eye. I mean, it is nice and sunny, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember meeting a fabulous guy by the name of Evan?
Ooh.
Oh.
eHarmony.
Uh-huh.
You went to Lucille, you had an emergency, and you left him.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Well, he likes you, girl.
Yeah.
We were wondering what happened on this date because it's been 7 days.
7 days, girl.
7 days.
We've been counting.
Mm. Well, I thought he would have gotten a hint.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
We kind of agree with you on that. But
okay, but still, we got to ask.
We got to have.
So,
we got to know.
Yeah, what happened?
He was a little intense. I basically went on a date with him, and before I could even finish my first drink, he was asking me about kids. Mm-hmm. I was practically naming our kids.
Oh,
and
that's so different.
Started talking about his family history of alcoholism and diabetes and heart problems, mental illness.
Wow.
Cancer.
Wow.
I mean, the list went on, and I was just, It was intense. I was just like, do you know what a first date is, buddy?
Okay, I can see it right now. Okay. That's a bit intense. I mean, having a conversation, obviously, to say, hey, do you want to have kids someday?
Right. That's a normal thing to ask.
Yeah. That's how it started.
But then when he starts naming your firstborn together, like, I can't wait until you're pregnant with our child, Ruby. Who doesn't
Can
love
I
that?
Just step in here for a second?
By the way, Casey, this is Evan. He's been listening to you the whole time.
He's been on the line.
Second date update.
Okay, to clarify a couple of things, I wasn't naming our first child. I just said, I think Lucille is actually a great girl's name. So if you took it to be that, I'm sorry, but I don't have a picture of our child together. And I was just bringing up these things because I thought you should know in the spirit of transparency.
Evan,
You know, I want to get to know you before I start having children with you.
Well, let me just ask, is there any connection here at all? I mean, outside of the children, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Is there a chemistry?
Yeah.
Casey, do you want to go back out with Evan?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh.
Well, there's not much I can say to that, is there?
Okay.
I really thought you were great. Aww. I thought you were really nice, Casey, but I totally understand if you're not into it. Obviously, I shouldn't be naming our children. I will say that in my defense, I was only bringing those things up because I'm of a certain age, and it just seems like a conversation you should get out of the way right off the bat. Otherwise, you know, we're both kind of leading each other on.
I get it.
That's true.
Well, maybe.
I can appreciate that.
I like that.
We're just at different places. Okay. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Well, we can't win them all, but we wish you both luck on the dating sites that you're on.
Yeah.
A great one is dateaseacaptain.com, girl. If you want to.
Oh, really?
Well, who doesn't want a free boat ride?
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.